1. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. The Bible talks about wars and rumors of war, famines and earthquakes and pestilence, floods, bizarre weather patterns, they call it global warming, animal extinctions. You know, there are a number of species that are on the extinction list. A number have become extinct, and there are many that are right on the threshold of becoming extinct. Government corruption, we're seeing that right now. Fraud. A lot of revelation about a lot of wicked and corrupt dealings in government. Even in the media. I always felt like the media was biased. And sometimes weathermen are crazy. They try to make you fear. That's their MO. That's where they make their money. You know, like it's like a newspaper. They're not gonna make any money off of nice, wholesome stories. They want the juicy stuff, front page. That's where they make their money. Violence, murder, gangs, riots. When we talk about riots, the Bible calls it the waves roaring. Humanity is seen as the waves. It says in the last days, the waves will be roaring. So there'll be lots of riots and anarchy. We've got Al-Qaeda. China's a threat. Russia's a threat. Iran, Iraq, all the rocks. Syria, North Korea, ISIS. The world is full of danger. Yet, we must become more aware of God's provision. Amen. We need to be aware of these things, but we must be more aware of the provision God has for us. Amen? Now, we're in a series entitled The Secret Place. And this morning we started in a message I've entitled Creating a Safe Space. Creating a safe space. I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. So true, I shall have. Say it with me. I shall have what I decree. I believe it belongs to me. Now let's understand something here that's very important for us. We have to be proactive and not passive. One of three things. If we have a negative confession, if we're always talking about the wars, the rumors of wars, the pestilence, the famines, the earthquakes, the floods, the violence, the gangs, Al-Qaeda, and we're just talking fear all the time. If we're always talking negatively, then we open the door for the enemy. It's a door he comes in through to walk with you and talk with you and agree with you and oppress you and cause you to fear and all that stuff. If we don't say anything, and this is where a lot of us are. If you don't say anything, you immediately are a victim of your circumstance. You got to put up with whatever. Because you shut up, you got to put up. You ain't saying nothing? You think, okay, you cool. But no, you have to deal with whatever comes your way. Well, I ain't letting the devil have. Well, the devil might already have a place. And if the atmosphere is like that and you ain't saying nothing, then you have to put up with the atmosphere. Or you can adopt a positive scriptural confession of faith. And then, as the word says, I shall have. Do you understand? We are created with an atmosphere around us. Tell somebody there's something around you. Don't be spooked when people say there's an aura. Or I get a vibe from you. That's just their way of being able to identify something about you that's peculiar. You can see people. I observe saints a lot of times, sometimes without them speaking. You can always discern a saint when they start talking. Or an ain't, you know. But just by the presence that they carry. Do you understand what I mean? And I'm not talking about judging someone or being critical of someone. I'm talking about a discerning eye or being in someone's presence, discerning that. But we have an atmosphere that we carry, each one of us, that affects the way the earth operates. You've heard me talk about this before, and I want to reiterate or reinforce it to lay foundation, because we're going to build. We still got to get walls up around that place we call Goshen so that you can learn to abide there. But remember the Peanuts characters, right? And I think it's Pigpen, right? We know Peanut, we know Linus and Lucy and, you know, all of them. But remember Pigpen, right? Every time you saw Pigpen, there was a cloud over him. And there was a trail of dust following him. He was carrying an atmosphere with him. Everywhere he went, he was, you know, here come Pigpen. Well, how many people know when you come in? Does the atmosphere in the room change when you come for the worse? Listen, well, the saint of God is magnified. You can't hide. If you walk in power, you can't hide even when you got a bad attitude. It shows up big time. I said, it shows up big time. You can't put a barrel over it and hide it. No, when you have great joy, when you have great peace, it shows up big time. You understand what I mean? You might as well get used to this in the days and the months to come. Even though some of us don't like being out front, God's going to push you out front. You'll be hidden no more. I'm going to tell you again. You'll be hidden no more. Now, some of us like to be out front. That's all right. But those that are trying to hide, God says, no, I've worked on you. I've prepared you for this point in time, for this moment, this day, this age, this season, and I'm going to push you out front. And you'll be hidden no more. Somebody needs to take that and hold on to that right there. Because, see, you've been reluctant. You don't necessarily want, and it's not your personality. But God is saying it don't have to be your personality. Because I'm not magnifying your personality. I'm going to magnify me through you. Amen. You might not feel like you're qualified and all that. God said, don't worry about that. It's going to be me. That's why we must find the place of rest. Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. You don't have enough. You're not smart enough. You don't look the part. Stop telling yourself that. Get rid of that thinking. God's going to put you out front. God's going to put you in a position of being seen and heard. Tell somebody, get ready for it and get used to it. Again, I want to say the atmosphere you carry affects the land, the earth that you walk on. So it's imperative, especially when we assemble like we have. We need to check some things at the door. Or better yet, not at the door, at home. You check them and leave them there. So that when we come together corporately, there's not resistance. That's one reason why when we do an altar call, we want at some point everyone to be silent and stop trying to praise your way to get something from God. Or stop thanking him and just receive. It's not contingent upon even your thanking or your praising. It's God sovereignly. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Something sovereign that requires you to rest. It's a lot easier than a lot of us like to make it. Give me Psalm 67, would you? Psalms 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all. Somebody say all. Let all the people praise thee. And here's the key verse. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, our own God, shall bless us. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. The atmosphere you carry affects the land that you walk on. If there's not peace in your house, it's not God's fault, it's your fault. I said, it's not God's fault, it's your fault. If you don't have peace on your job, not that everybody's going to be peaceful. I'm not, but you having peace. You don't have that peace on your job, something's wrong, and it's not God's fault. It's your fault. Now, what we want to see concerning 2017 is that there's been a shift of power this year. And it's not your working up on a power. See, one of the things that we have to work past in our mind, and I'm all for noise when it's time to be noisy, but everything ain't always about noise. Say amen on that side. I don't mean don't say amen. Say amen. They don't want no noise, so y'all ain't saying no. Say amen. You understand? Everything's not about noise. God, I'm telling you, in this time, in these days, you're going to have to discern God. Some of his movements are going to be so subtle, so quick. You have to discern it. That's why it requires you to be at rest. You know, when you're at rest, your game, when your game slows down, you know, I've used this analogy in sports before. In sports, when they say the game has slowed down, it's like a person can do almost supernatural, extraordinary things in the sport because the game has slowed down for them. You know, if you get in a game and everything's going over your head and you don't know which way to go and all that, you liable to get knocked out. But when the game slows down, you know exactly where to be. Matter of fact, you have anticipated before the ball gets there. You know where it's going, and you are there waiting. Why? The game has slowed down. And see, what God is doing today requires you to be at rest. In other words, your game's got to slow down. Because God's going to do such phenomenal things that the only way you're going to be able to keep up with it is you've slowed down. In other words, you're not limited to your soulish realm, your mind, your will, your emotions.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.